Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again bringing you a Dog Days of Podcasting for August 12th. Good thing it's right here on my e-ink reader. I have to look at my watch. It's August 12th today, day 12 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day, an episode a day for the month of August. And first, I want to give a huge shout out to Star Trek Mom. Now, at least that's what she signed her request. She went over to ctomasi.link/ddop25 and put in a whole bunch. And today's song selection is from that bunch. So we will get to that in just a moment. So thank you very much. Lots to choose from. There's still a good backlog, and I'm trying to rotate around between the people who haven't been selected yet. Some songs still need some practicing, some polishing up. Not professional musician, but I like to try my best, which is interesting because when I'm recording these things in layers, it almost sounds like the timing is off, like I'm coming in late on some of these beats, which is weird because it didn't sound like that in the headphones. But well, it's maybe the tape stretched in certain places. No, I'm not using tape. Quick software update to the Songbook app. I should now get push notifications to my phone when I get a rating. So if you want to request something, I already got that. And when you rate something, I should be getting those now too. And it's extensible, so I can go much, much further in the future if I want other notifications. But I can't think of any at the moment right now that I would need to know who's getting notified or who's doing what and when. But there may be a use case later that I'll think of, and now it's easy to do that. Quick follow-up from yesterday. I mentioned that I was out for a morning walk and picked up a sort of orange crate thing that was sitting on the curb. Well, between that and what happened this morning, I have been finally prompted to do something I've been wanting to do for close to a year. Since retirement, I've been looking at the backdrop on my studio saying, yep, those pictures of the CEOs from ServiceNow are real nice and everything, but I'm retired now. I don't necessarily need or want those on there. I still do the occasional work-related live stream or join somebody's podcast or something. But it's time to personalize that background a little bit more. So between the milk crate and this morning, we had pest control come in and spray around, and we had to pull everything away from the walls so they could do the external walls inside. I found some stuff that I've forgotten about. That's what happens when you get too much clutter. I have this wonderful Superman picture. And I also found a picture of Red Skull and Captain America. And I know where the old Z80 motherboard is from my K-Pro 4. And I thought, I've got some awards that I could put in that milk crate. I need to figure out what fits where. Maybe the second Podcasting for Dummies cardboard foam board thing that I have. A piece of old artwork that Mike left from the studio. Lots of things, too many that will fit on the wall. So what I did is I took pictures of everything against a green screen, and then brought it into the computer and removed the backgrounds, and then took a picture of the wall blank. I took the pictures of the CEOs down. So I've got a blank canvas, and then measured. I said, how much room is going to show up on camera? Well, about 4 or 5 feet this way and about 8 feet that way. And then went into my favorite graphics tool, PowerPoint, made a grid and laid down the picture of the background and started putting things on there to scale. So I measured everything out and went, this is about 28 inches wide, and that's, you know, these hard drive platters are 14 inches, and started saying, do I want the hard drives across the top? Do I want them down the side like they used to be? Where am I putting the Superman poster? Where am I putting this milk crate? What fits? What doesn't? Where are we? Hey, maybe the old slider panel from the old mixer could go on the wall. Maybe. I'm just playing with ideas. Before I drill any holes or nail anything to the wall or wire up lights of some sort, got to get it all, make a plan, and then I can do that. So having fun with that, just sort of seeing what looks good and where it might fit and how it might look on camera, realizing that I'll be standing in front of some of the stuff in the center of the frame. So if you want it seen, you don't put it there often. You know, I'm not that animated while I podcast, but lots of things to consider, and I am happy to get into a project that I wanted to do. Didn't even have it on the project plan. It was just sort of one of those inspired moments going, today's the day. Look What I Found, which is the name of Craig's podcast when he's not doing his storyline thing. But that's where I'm headed, and we'll see how long it takes. I probably won't get it done by this week's Technorama, but I'll just pull the black backdrop across, and we'll have a black background for this weekend's show. And then we'll move on from there. Okay, on with the music. That is enough blathering for now. We'll give you another news update on how that project is progressing and maybe send a picture or something on the blog or into the DDOP peeps feed on Facebook to see where we're going. Maybe I'll get some of these mock-ups out there and you guys can rate them and go, no, put that on that side or put these on the bottom or take that out completely. Ugh. I'm open to any suggestions. I am not an interior decorator. Okay. I said it before. On to today's song. It is from Star Trek Mom. This is Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Classic from the late 80s. Here we go. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, but don't worry. Be happy. Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, ooh, be happy, ooh, don't worry, be happy, ooh, don't worry, ooh, be happy, ooh, don't worry, be happy now. Ain't got no place to lay your head, somebody came and took your bed, but don't worry. Be happy. Landlords say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, but don't worry. Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Here, I give you my phone number. When you worry, you call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. But don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. But don't worry, be happy. Down. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. But don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm not worried, I'm happy.
I hope that earworm stays in your ear for the rest of the day. It's one of those songs, isn't it? It used to. People in the 80s either loved that song or hated it.
I hope you're one of the people that loved it. Otherwise, you can skip right on past. Okay, I will bring you another song tomorrow and a little news update. Until then, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.